This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, we are standing now in Baqi' al-Gharqad. This is a place that it is a sunnah when you come to Al-Madinah to visit this place and to say the dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. This is the cemetery of Al-Madinah where the believers are buried from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until this day. When you come into a cemetery, it reminds you of death, instantly reminds you of death. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of bodies are surrounding us. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, remember the destroyer of pleasures in abundance. Death was described as a destroyer of pleasures because this is what it does. And this is why one of the rewards in the paradise was that the believers live forever, because living forever allows you to enjoy whatever you are given of blessings. So death is described as a destroyer of pleasures because whatever you have in your hands in this life, you know that it would not last and that you will be separate and separated away from it very soon when your soul comes out. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, make mention of death in abundance. أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ ذِكْرِ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. وَالْعُلَمَاء رَحِمَهُمُ اللَّهِ, they say that the wisdom and the benefit of remembering death in abundance, three things. Number one, a person hastens to at-tawbah. When you remember death, you hasten to at-tawbah. And a person becomes pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person finds energy to continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the benefits of continuously remembering death. When we come into a cemetery, I remember the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he said, كَانَ مِمَّنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ رَجُولٌ مَرَّ بِجُمْجُمَةٍ. There was a man much before us. Other narrations mentioned that he was from Bani Israel. He came past a skull. Now a skull, it would be in a cemetery. He went into a cemetery and he saw a skull on the ground. فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ, he looked at this skull. فَتَذَكَّرَ فِي نَفْسِهِ شَيْءٍ, he remembered something within himself. A sin, transgression between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's remembering, he's reflecting. And so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says about this man, this moment he's standing, he's looking at the skull. He said, Allahumma anta anta wa ana ana. Anta al-awwadu bil-maghfirah wa ana al-awwadu bil-dhunub. He said, oh Allah, you are who you are. Yani it is Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal is the great, the superior, the mighty. Wa ana ana. And I am the slave, the weak, the ignorant slave, the humbled slave. أنت العواد بالمغفرة, you are the one who continuously forgives over and over and over again. وأنا العواد بالذنوب, and I am the one who continuously turns to the sin over and over and over. Then he خر ساجدا, he went into sujood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he heard a voice saying to him, ارفع رأسك, أنت العواد بالذنوب وأنا العواد بالمغفرة, raise your head, I indeed am the one who continuously forgives, and you're the one who is the one that continuously returns to the sin. So he raised his head from the floor, from his sujood, فَغُفِرَ لَهُ, and Allah Azza wa Jal forgave him. Al-ulama rahimahum Allah took from the hadith that a visit to the graveyard and a moment of reflection between you and yourself could be a reason for why you're forgiven from your sins. It could be a reason for why you are forgiven from your sins and transgression and rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this is what happened to this man. My brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the result of death. When you remember death and you come to the cemetery, it results in forgiveness. It shouldn't result in you being depressed and worried and anxious. This is an enjoyable moment in where you're seeking the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you remember death. And you remember your shortcomings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a matter of fact, the best moments in the life of a believer are his final moments on earth. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that when the believer is approaching death, he is given good news. بُشِّرَ بِرِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ وَكَرَامَتِهِ. He is given good news of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon him. So then the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that this believing servant that is dying, أحب ما أمامه, he becomes passionate for that which is before him, which is meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and meeting what Allah azza wa jal has set for him of reward. فَأَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهُ فَأَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ. When he hears the good news from the angel, he then at this moment loves the meeting with Allah, and Allah loves to meet him, the servant. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I end with this, when he was dying, he mentioned two names of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone that is anxious and worried and afraid of death needs to reflect over these two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the names that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned at the time of his death, when he said, بَلِ الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى بَلِ الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. And in another narration, as he was dying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَارْحَمْنِي وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى. He mentioned the name of Allah, الرَّفِيقِ, and his name, الْأَعْلَى. There is difference of opinion as to what الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى refers to. Al-Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah, he said that الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى is Allah himself, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dying, he was saying, بَلِ الرَّفِيقِ الْأَعْلَى, meaning I choose Allah over this worldly life, and I am prepared to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at these two names, الرَّفِيقِ. It comes from the word rifq, which means compassion and gentleness, mercy and care. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is remembering Allah's name that refers to compassion and gentleness and mercy, because this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does with the believer as he is dying. So al-Rafiq, it's like this worldly life is full of evil and corruption and hypocrisy and transgression, and I am ready to go to al-Rafiq, to the one who is full of mercy and compassion and gentleness. Al-A'la, his name Al-A'la, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Most High. So what that means is that this worldly life is, it was called dunya, manidana'ah, something that is inferior, something that is belittled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-A'la, as though I am leaving this dunya, I am leaving that which is inferior, that which is low, and I am going to Al-A'la, to the high, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember these names of Allah Azza wa Jal, and it comforts the person whenever he remembers the topic of death. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a good ending, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive the dead around us here, and to forgive the dead of the Muslims all around the world. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.